As the government's next big move against cyberbullying, Education Minister Rob Stokes has called on a new review on the use of mobile phones in New South Wales schools. With a possible recommendation to ban phones from schools entirely, parents, teachers and alike are unsure on what the benefits are and whether they outweigh the risks. Dr. Damien Maher, Senior Lecturer in Education, Use of ICT and Social Media at UTS, joins us on the line now to chat about why we shouldn't necessarily ban mobile phones in schools. Damien, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So the main objective is of this review is to tackle the issue of cyberbullying. It is obviously a massive issue, but, you know, I was always sort of under the impression that perhaps it occurred more outside of school hours on a computer or something. What so much are the links between mobile use at school and cyberbullying?
Well, I personally don't think there are any, and I certainly haven't seen a lot of research that would support that there would be bullying online while students are at school. I think that if they're going to be using mobile devices, then they would be using them mostly, I mean, not all the time, but mostly for school purposes. So, yeah, I personally don't think that there's a suggestion that having mobile phones at school will increase online issues as far as bullying is concerned really hold water. So I don't know why that's been put forward as an argument.
Now, one of the possible recommendations would be potentially to ban phones from schools entirely. What are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, my opinion is that it should be probably handled at a school level with the school community itself. I certainly don't, I mean, I know France has just now recently banned, put a similar ban on phones in their country, which I think is a big mistake, because I agree in some schools they might be problematic in as far as getting students to be responsible for them. But I think in other schools, students would be perfectly okay to use them. So like anything, I think it needs to be done at a school level in consultation with the community, and that includes parents and also students. I know I spoke to some people who were involved in the original iPad trial years ago in New South Wales, some teachers and the principal, and they said they did do a lot of work with the community, who were a little bit sceptical at first around the use of such devices, but in working with them and it being part of the community consultation, then they were introduced, and the parents then saw that they were being used in ways that supported students' learning. And I think really it's the same with mobile phones, is that it has to be done at the grassroots level.
And I suppose with the, you know, these sort of iPads and mobile phone technology in the classroom, it almost feels like, you know, removing them entirely would sort of be going back, you know, removing them. Because once they go out into the real world, obviously, there's a sort of technology everywhere.
Definitely. Yes, that's what concerns me a little bit. And also, if you think the fact that this technology is moving forward, you know, we're talking about banning at this stage mobile phones, but in, you know, 10, 15 years' time, whatever, this type of technology will be superseded. There'll be something else taking its place. So it's, I don't necessarily know, it's particularly the technology, it's really what the technology affords. I think that's more of a concern. And I do understand teachers and parents' concerns around taking phones to schools. They can be distracting. I agree with that. I teach at university, and I know that it can be difficult sometimes. Like, I have to ask my students, I say, can you put your, and it's not just mobile devices, it's laptops, it could be tablets, but I do need to say, listen, we don't need to use those now, so can you put those away? But young people are certainly becoming more reliant on the use of their mobile devices. So it is something that can be a management issue in the classroom. And I think for teachers, it's, you know, they think, well, there's one less problem that I don't really want to deal with or feel that I can. So, as I say, I can see why there are concerns about the use in the classroom. It has raised, particularly, as I say, management issues. And there's also issues around theft. But, as I said earlier, this technology is moving forward, and I don't think the argument can really be, can we ban them? I think the discussion should be, well, how can they be used in a way that support teaching and learning?
And just before I do let you go, Damien, I suppose, say you were named on the panel for this smartphone review, what would your recommendation be? What would you ideally like to see come out of it?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, I would suggest that it should be something that is handled at a school level. And I think discussion should be around how are these devices being used that support educational learning? So I think that should be something that should hopefully come out of the review, saying, well, what are the strengths of such devices? And I think, as you said earlier, what are the challenges and you know, which outweighs the other? And I think also some, you know, to start looking at the use of what apps, well, this is assuming that they're not banned, but at a review level, what apps are there around? And how have they been used in some schools? So I think it should be a very open look. And again, as I said earlier, that information should be provided to schools, and then it's really up to the schools to decide how they move forward.
Well, Damien, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.